I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
All right. Oh, man. So nice to see you. Wait, I always say see. So nice to hear your voice again. That's better. That makes way more sense.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much to talk about. So much terrible thing. Wait. No, there isn't. There's just all political. Boo! I vote we talk about something else. Whoa, that was a big blip on my sound radar or whatever it is.
Yeah, what else is going on? I've been running lately.
Oh my gosh, you're back to running? You're so good at running.
Yeah.
Well, you can do it for long amounts of time. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Well, and from what I understand, I run relatively fast. I actually run. I'm not a jogger. I'm a runner.
Wow. So, for long periods. That is really cool.
Well, yeah. Like, I think, I'm not sure. I'm sure I slow down as I go. So when I get up to the higher mileage, I'm sure it's less running, more jogging. But I think for the most part, when I'm doing like, you know, 5 to 7 miles or something, it's pretty much just running.
Wow.
Running with the devil.
I didn't get that. I've got these short twitch muscles, and I'm a sprinter, and if I run for too long, I die. So it's only happened twice, but...
Third time's a charm. I do a sprint. I do the sprintings, too. I do good sprintings. I even tried that yesterday. It felt awesome. I found this out mostly because I'm running with my lady friend there. We're going on jogs.
You're both running together? That's even better!
Yeah, it's you know, self... Or counter, oppose, second, motivating. I don't know. However, the thing with self motivation, but with another person. Anyway, it's helpful. And I found out because she runs, she jogs, so I have to kind of jog.
And so you guys figured out that like if you run and she jogs, that's really close to doing the same thing. So why can't you two do the same thing together?
But. If I'm jogging, if I'm running, yeah. And she's jogging,
hold on.
Then she's like ends up being like way behind me.
Yeah, it's true.
Super behind.
That part is true.
There's like an echelon. Like jogging is like 2 to probably 3 miles an hour. I don't know, or 2 to 5.
Okay.
And then running is more than that, 5 to 8.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what the miles per hour.
No, I know. Would be like, I never know unless the treadmill tells me.
I can do the math.
Oh, you could. Look at you.
60 divided by 9. 6.66666. The hell, Satan. So 6.5 miles per hour is probably running. And then if I do like. Well, that'd be sick. Well, I feel like my brain is not mathing. I'm not doing math.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so
probably
so 5. Was that 5 miles an hour? What did I just do? What happened to my brain?
6.666, Satan. That's
oh, yeah. 5 miles per hour. Yeah, so it's about 6.5 miles per hour and running, and then 5 miles per hour and below would be jogging, possibly.
So does she have to like? Is it one of those things where you're like running ahead and you have to run back and like roll your eyes and your body language like slumps and you go back and yeah, then you I go? Mean,
somewhat. Usually, I'll just start. I'll run backwards or I'll do those like those little the what are they called? Jangles or jingle jangles? I think or something where you do the front back sideways running. Like, cross your feet over different ways
sure.
each time.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I get it.
I think those are... Let me see if I got that right, because
like,
I don't think I
ever... Are you talking about, like, the warm-ups for, like, track?
Yeah, or, like, football or something. Mm-hmm. Like, let me see. Jingle jangle.
We did it in track. I know what you're talking about. I'm not quite sure what they're called. They're, like, high-knee crossbody, but I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's not... They're doing... I guess it's the... Heck. It's the... They're doing the down and back things. I don't think they ever called those jingle jangles.
They,
the blacks. No, the urbans. The jingle jangles is when you have to run back and forth between lines. We did those in soccer, except it was like...
Are you talking about suicides?
Yeah, I guess we call them suicides. They're called jingle jangles everywhere else.
When you don't want to
make a reference to mental health.
Yeah.
While you're getting in shape, jingle jangles are a bit lighter.
To mortal
danger of your own hand. Like, yeah, go ahead and just think.
Keep running. You might die.
You might not only die, you might kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
What? Kill yourself.
Oh my goodness. I can't, you know. Yeah.
Well, that's probably where it comes from. You kill yourself on that exercise. You kill yourself on a jingle jangle.
That sounds better. Yeah. Well, we all make choices, you know. Well, I didn't mind suicides because I had the quick, you know, the quick boop, 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 back and forth. That was fine. That was easy for me, but
sure.
It was a long distance. We had to run the field and stuff, or we had to run, like, to the college and back, and I'm like, gosh,
when they put the cone up and you have to run around the cone, you know what the secret is? It's pivoting. You have to pivot.
It is. You know what? It's a really nice tight pivot. And here's the thing. As an adult, when I've had to do some pivoting while running, while working out,
I can't turn left.
I know. I can't. I love Zoolander. Anyway, I realize that pivots don't come naturally to all, and that's when I feel superior, because I'm very good at pivoting. Probably because we're short, low to the ground, we can pivot pretty quickly.
Yeah, a little center of gravity, he can just move that right along.
Whatever makes me feel better about myself, but we are better.
No, when I was sprinting yesterday, I did a sprint yesterday for about 15 seconds.
Did you really?
I felt like a speedboat just lifting out of the water for the first time in years.
Oh, old girl, still got it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there it is. Yep, I'm on the water. And then, like, you know, 15 seconds later, and for like another 10 minutes, I was like,
you're like, shit. Oh,
sputtering and shit.
At least you were still in the water, so all your vomit went in the water. Well,
yeah.
I did that a couple weeks ago. I went running. And I went around a track, and I decided that I would sprint several of the straightaways, and I did a couple of the curves too.
Mm-hmm.
But man, when I sprinted, you're right, it feels so good. I feel really fast. It's pretty. Yeah. Oh my gosh, the kids are coming home right now, and Gracie can't fit through the gap that I made for the cats in the pocket door, so she's freaking out, making noise. Hey, will you let Grace back out? She's freaking out, please. And then close the doors all the way, please.
Thank you, Slaves. Like, can I just go over to the middle school track when it's not being used? Is it fenced off? I don't know. Can I just go over there and use it?
Yeah, as long as it's not closed off. Like here at the Baker University Stadium, as long as the gate's open, you can use the track at any time. And then I've gone to the middle school like before Wyatt's basketball got out. And I went running and holy cow, it does take me like at least a 200 meter to recover from that 100 meter. But then when you do it again, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not as terrible as I thought or was worried.
I wouldn't mind practicing a little bit, training a little bit, and then seeing how fast I can run those.
It's so freaking fun. It is so fun. It's just something about being on the track again, because I used to be in the 4x1 and the 100 and all that stuff and like long jumps. So when you get back on a track and you really start realizing that, hey, you still maybe kind of are fast again.
Yeah, I'm still in my 30s. Everything hasn't fallen completely to shit yet.
Mm-hmm. To the bottom.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I might look into that because there's...
You should. You would love it.
FCHS is, I don't know if what it is or now.
And then when I come visit for spring break, we can race.
Yeah, I'll be the raciest.
Wait, huh?
Yep, catch me if you can. I'm the racist.
We'll be cool. We'll be so cool. Everyone will want to do that.
Yeah, well, not in Trump's Germany. I mean, America. Not Hitler's America. I mean, Trump's Germany. I mean...
Germerica. Germerica.
He's going to...
Germeriquai.
He's not going to let the urbans in the games.
You know what? You know why? Because then there's going to be more carcasses.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Who wants to deal with that?
Ew.
It's so smoky.
They are so smelly. my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Wah, wah. Okay. we said we weren't going to get political.
Oh!
Or radical. This podcast has been radicalized.
We are. We are radicalized podcasters. I don't know. I like when we have a play on words, like our evil iguanas. That was pretty great.
Is that a play on words? That just sounds like a alliteration or something.
Evil iguanas.
A vomit on words.
Evil iguanas. Eagles. Evil eagles. That's
eagle
what it is.
Evil iguanas.
Yeah, I feel like that's what they're doing with the United States. They're turning into evil eagles. They're no longer majestic. They're evil eagles stealing and raping America of all that is good.
I mean, that's a way that I think a lot, like, if, you know, the motherland is not being treated very kindly right now, basically.
No, she is not.
Yeah, so, and Mother Earth, similarly, all these things, all the mothers, it does feel, I resent it in that way that I feel like my mom is being messed with, and I'm not cool with that.
Hey, nobody messes with my mom.
Yeah, you get away from my mom. and then I just. I got sticks and stones. All right, we'll use those.
That's fine. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we do. Okay. So, outer lying political. This whole Melania Trump thing where she's trying to sue the Daily Mail for defamation of her name because she could have tried to. She could have totally been like a Kardashian and completely profited had it not been the fact that she couldn't have done any of that because she's completely inept and didn't speak the language. Wait a second. So that foreigner didn't steal any of our jobs? She took one job, and that was being Donald Trump's wife, and nobody wanted it anyway.
She tried to take after.
Nobody wanted it. Nobody does still want it. Like I said, maybe this will be... I was telling someone the other day, I was like, maybe she's trying to get her own money, because maybe we will witness our first... President of the United States divorce. She wants to live on her own. Maybe she's going to leave that bastard.
The two of them.
God, so shivels. Yeah. It's the shivels.
Well, there's people divesting from Ivanka's Nordstrom. I'm reading TJ Maxx here too.
Oh my gosh! And then there's the people who
Trump's hitting them up like, hey, that's not cool. And it's like, oh, good. So he doesn't know anything about keeping his business and political interests separate. Awesome. What a dumbass. Who saw this coming? Everybody.
That's so great. Hold on. You're not supposed to. Hold on. You said you wouldn't. And your word is your bond. We understand that.
You said you are a good guy. You told me to my face lots of times. I listened to you. I heard you. I was listening to movies.
I couldn't hear over the chewing.
Yeah, mostly chewing and crunching.
Oh, that was like yesterday. I went to the gas station. It's funny. I do my own little kamikaze. Like, they kind of think I'm stealing, but they think, no, she wouldn't steal. And I'm not stealing. But I go into the gas station
borrowing.
No, it's not. No, I'm not going to give it back. I have my reusable, like, you can hear my ass water. They're like those thermal, you know, stainless steel, double insulated things. And I take it in and all I want is the ice. I want the ice. Yeah. And then I cover all of my ice with a little bit of water and then I leave. But I feel like, you know, like I need to make eye contact and be like, just ice water, you know, and there's like, okay, weirdo. But it is every time. It's just ice water. I just get ice and then I can refill it with water at home because it's insulated and the ice keeps for like almost a day. It's amazing. And then I have really fresh, cold water. Well, anyway, yesterday I was in there trying to get my ass water. And
it's fresh ass water.
I know. It was either late high school age or like early college age, but there were these two young guys. And they were filling up their 44-ounce whatever styrofoam cups or whatever. They were overweight, but one of them was, you know, more overweight and just dumpy looking. And it was really sad because they were filling that entire thing with Coke. And that's not the first time they're going to do it. It's not the last time they're going to do it. They're going to drink entire thing. They probably did it multiple times in one day. And I'm just looking at it going, oh my gosh, it's a Trump supporter. Now, I don't know that I can necessarily classify that so specifically, but I don't know that I was wrong. I should have followed them home and found out if they had a Trump Pence sign in their yard.
That would be the healthy way to approach the situation.
Obviously. I'll remember next time. I'll keep my eyes peeled, start following people, judging them. I don't have enough to judge. I'm going to follow you around and do it.
I'm going to keep my eyes peeled like bananas.
Like bananas. What's something else that you peel? Oh, oranges. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled like little oranges.
Yes.
Except if you accidentally get that citrus in your eye. Goodness, does that burn.
So back to bananas.
That is, back to bananas.
Go back to bananas. Eyes peeled, Buster.
Excuse me, I've got something to peel about you.
Yeah.
I don't know how you peel about me, but.
Yeah. I have all these peelings. I don't know what to do with them. They're very.
That's like my bitter. Husband. He does have that. He always leaves
have
a banana
all these bitter
peelings. I have bitter peelings towards you, at you, and around with you.
Bitter peelings toward your eyes. That could be a curse. Bitter peelings toward your eyes.
Oh goodness, that is just hilarious.
Great.
Well, you know, I think Melania's trying. She's doing her best. She is just trying to hang on.
If that's
know.
Her best, she should stop trying.
Oh.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I'm just terrifying.
You know, sometimes the news is good, but not all the times.
So but most of the time, the news is ungood.
I'm just here to let her know what she's doing is just terrible. She ought to stop in all of her efforts, and I think we would all be better for her. Like when Trump goes on vacation after 2 weeks of being president.
I know, I just hear him like stretching, like, this is exhausting, man.
Yeah, for 2 days it quiets down a little bit, and it's like, oh, good, oh, Jesus.
I know.
Get some air, stop being like pummeled while my head's being held underwater. Like, I feel like I'm being super waterboarded. Like,
I know.
I don't think that's water, and I don't really want to name what's happening to me.
I don't want to give it a name.
But that's what it feels like the rest of the week. You know, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You know, but, you know, 9 to, like, noon on Fridays.
9 to noon. Sensible
hours.
I
can keep it cash. You know, maybe slide into a Monday. Just a little bit. Hair of the dog. No bigs.
No bigs.
I mean, I've already got AIDS. Whoa.
Oh.
Bro.
Oh, my goodness. Did you contract that when you were in Seattle? Or
presidential AIDS.
Oh.
He fought the war against STDs, and he lost, apparently.
He lost. Because
now he's got AIDS.
Win. He has lots of AIDS all around the White House.
Yeah. Surly AIDS. Confused AIDS.
They're very, very frustrated AIDS.
Yeah, frustrates.
Yeah, frustrates.
That's going to be the next, it's like aggravated, aggro AIDS, aggrades, frustrates. I'm super frustrated and aggrades, bro.
I'm going to go make myself some cheese and AIDS.
Yeah. Do you want any cheese in your frustrates? Because there's plenty of cheese to go around. This is how kids will talk in the future.
They're already talking now. They're talking.
Talk about a present tense. Whoa. Geez.
Whoa. So tense.
In any event, in every event.
There's a lot of tension building up in your shoulders. That's tense.
I'm stuck in a current event. There's a pigeon. There's something dead stuck in the current event.
He's trying to deliver me a message.
It's flapping around up there. I
messenger
think it's
pigeons.
Living. It looks like it's sort of an iridescent orange color.
Ooh.
Has anyone seen Trump lately? I just see a lot of shadows, a lot of flapping stuck in the current event system. And the current events are clogged.
Oh, no.
And they smell like a carcass.
Ooh, yeah. If something dies in the walls, you are screwed.
Well, it's not dead yet. It's flapping around. Like,
yeah.
It smells partly
yeah.
dead. There are parts of it that are dead.
Near death smells bad still, too.
Still pretty bad. I mean, it could, you know, just the bowels, they do what they will. I mean, obviously, we're witnessing some throws and some throwings of death rattles, and it's just it's a shit
rattles.
Fit. You know, just to use a technical medical term is what I would classify
technical
it as.
Medical.
Just legally speaking, this is a bona fide shit fit.
Well, I going back to pigeons, I've moderately been able to train my dog to do two things. I would love to try to train pigeons to send messages, because I think once Trump gets his hands on the internet and everyone starts shutting everything down, we're all going
to
need some pigeons. Dude. I don't even know. There's a couple seagulls that hang out here at the Target parking lot. Here's what doesn't make sense to me. Why? I'm in Kansas in the middle of the country. Where's your nearest oceans? Y'all are lost. We don't need your kind around here.
They call
a
lot of people
lake.
Crazy who are before their times. So you start, you know, harvesting messenger pigeons or procuring, or I don't know what you do.
Yeah, what do you do with them? Just taking care of? I don't know.
Yeah, worst case scenario, you know, you sell them off for pigeon meat, but
God, it's not even that much. That was a lot of training.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm defensive
but are
in the
you
future.
Gonna,
I'm sorry.
It's like, you're going to keep throwing money into that pigeon well? You're going to keep throwing pigeons into that well? Like, I don't know why you started doing that, but I would
they
use
have
the
wings.
Feathers.
They can fly out. It's still,
make some
none
pillows.
Of them are at the bottom.
make some earth pillows or some, are they earth homes? Make some sky pillows for some earth homes.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, go hunt some sky.
We're
going
to have to figure something out.
Uh-huh. But we're going to have to. or just stop thinking altogether.
You have to shut the system down. And by the system, I mean all cohesive thought. Just shut it down.
That's what Trump thinks the internet is. He still thinks it's Alta Vista search engine. And that it's like, it's a thought engine. Like, that's why he gets his ideas from it. Mostly Breitbart and Fox Morning Joe.
I think everything's working pretty good.
I haven't heard shit.
I haven't had any complaints.
I've had my head buried.
In the sand. Not like an ostrich, because we've covered that.
That's not sand.
It's not sand. Hey, what? No. Why are you walking through here? Get! Get! What are you trying to do? Your homework?
I had to get places. I'm on my way.
Jason, he is educating himself again, and I am just furious.
Trying to get educated.
Oh, my goodness. If he wants to live in a Trump society, he can't keep learning like that. He can't keep putting information and facts in and expect to have a cohesive conversation with any kind of person. That's not how this is going to go.
Hope those boots were made for walking.
Those boots were made for shutting up.
Yeah. Shutting the hell up.
That's what you better do. I can't even finish talking like a stupid person. Ugh, so hard. I don't know.
Well, that's because you're thinking
about
it.
It's a weird, weird hat.
Oh, Trump's hat? The one that he wears all the time?
Yeah. His hair
hat. I mean, his hair? Yeah.
His hair hat.
His hat. It's not the hat that he wears all the time, but the hat that he wears all the time.
Hat.
That's not a hat. That's a hate. It's the hate that he wears all the time on his head.
Oh! That is a funny looking hate.
Yeah, I wish he would, you know, comb his hate or, like, you know, just part his hate on the other side.
Hold on. What? I don't know. Get out of here. I'm not talking about money right now. I don't owe you nothing. You owe me your life.
Hatred.
I don't owe you nothing.
I will end you.
I will end. Wait, I'm not going to say
that. Oh, okay. I just thought I'd give a rhetorical.
You know what? I don't think we would be good if we were in the FBI and you were in my ear and I just said whatever you fed me, because I know that you would easily get distracted and I would say things that would get me killed very quickly, and then that would make me a not very good agent.
Sandwich.
He's out of here. You don't have to keep.
It's over. You can still go find him and just yell sandwich at him.
I lost my mark. Like, it's later. Fine. I'll get him next time.
Yeah, okay.
Talking about I owe him money. Please, I am the mob.
Shit, dog.
Shit.
Yep, no, I'm with you. Parent of kids, huh?
Oh, gangster talk. It sure is fun. Wow. It's fun being a little bit hard. Stepping two, you know, the young kids.
Stepping up. Ain't fronting.
Ain't gonna front at ya. Give me my money. Bitch, please.
Ain't no fronting. Ain't backing down neither. I am thinking about sandwiches now.
Oh, man. No. When was the last time you ate? You gotta feed that belly.
This morning, I made nice breakfast for myself and mom. It was nice.
You made breakfast for mom?
It was nice. Yeah, toast, half of an avocado, eggs with cheese, and half of an apple.
That's so freaking cute. That's like what mom and I would do for you, but you did it for her. I think the world is coming to an end. This is very scary.
Dude, and that avocado with buttered bread was really good, too. It's like, you don't even need egg if you're just eating that avocado with toast.
That's just so badass.
It's really good.
Nice.
I got to put that on a BLT. It's got to be a BALT or a BLAT or a LABT or a TALBT.
It doesn't always have to be a word combo.
No, it's going
to
be a BALT. It's a bacon, avocado, lettuce, tomato.
BALT!
Or a bat, you know, just get that lettuce the hell out of there. Lettuce, you're out.
It could be a bolt from the Baltic Sea.
Yeah, lettuce, you go be a kike.
A kike. Isn't that like a term of endearment, kike?
Yeah, I think they like that. Go try it out on your Yosh friends.
I don't know. I don't even know the name.
It's not appropriate.
It seems okay.
No, it is not.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Or I won't, because I'll be dead.
Okay.
Hey, that's a hate killing. Just because I came in here spewing hate and you killed me, that's hating on my hate.
Yep, that's
you can't do that.
That's a hate kill.
I did not mean to bust their skull and their brains to splatter out onto the sidewalk.
Well, there may be that kind of thing.
Bad.
In some states, they're making it legal to just annihilate protesters with your car as long as you quote-unquote didn't see them.
Really?
Yeah, I forget which ones. There's several states that are
they're toying around with the idea.
Yeah, toying, you know, dipping their toe in the pool of making protest illegal. And in certain states, they're like, if there's a protester and you just get like basically it's a way to absolve the motorist.
I didn't see them because I'm blind and I'm driving.
I mean, if they're in the middle of a dark road, let's be reasonable. Sure, like there's some argument there, but I mean, there will be clear-cut cases where this law, I think, is working in effect to absolve people of guilt of just like road raging on. So yeah, because we know that people on the road are using are level-headed and they're not at all outrageous. So there's no reason to just think that they would lose their cool and all of a sudden, like if they already disliked liberals and they were behind the wheel. I don't think that the two, like obviously the same way that Trump says crazy things and does crazy things, he knows other things and actually does those behind the scenes. So he's two totally different people in the same body. And he obviously has that kind of control to be both those people, as do his constituents.
As do. Well, I can just see people just going around just looking for some protesters.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like instead of like chasing storms, you have like some really sick people like chasing protesters. I see, there's a protest just outside of Charleston. If I could get there in like 45 minutes and I won't see them, I'm going to get them.
There are already protest trackers in the sense of the agent provocateurs.
Provocateur. You just wanted to say something French. That sounded so great. Good job.
The agent Justin Trudeau provocateurs.
Justin Trudeau.
Those people in the bandanas and hoodies who show up at everything now and just kind of FSU. Like,
they're
know,
lurking.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. And what's upsetting is that people who like to conflate marginal opinions with entire movements, that they have no problem with viewing random acts of violence as an entire movement. When it's very plain to see that most of the protests are very peaceful and you're never going to eliminate all violence from society, but that's not the protest.
Yeah, they're just like people who, riot after a game.
Yeah.
It's not even anything political. They're just mad that their team didn't win.
If you look at the people protesting, if any of their messages happen to be fuck shit up and riot and burn stuff down, like, I would say, okay.
Well, that's maybe a red flag.
Maybe a red flag, but when the signs don't really promote that and there are messages other than that, but then, to give opponents of the recent marches their undue credit, they do not take the time to educate themselves, and they are forcefully ignorant in their approach to the dialogue in saying, well, what are they even protesting about?
Oh, that's my favorite. There, you can find plenty of people who are just like, intellectually, I'm going to use some big words here. I'm not even sure that you're correct, but go ahead.
Britannically, I think that you are outstressed through your provocation of your assessment, and you need to shut up. You need to close your edifice hole.
Ha! Yeah, close it.
Close it, douchebag.
Nailed it.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden everyone's like, you know, it's just an expert. Just
everyone's
when they
need to be. Expert.
Oh man, and how? The justification, speaking of which, is there a sleazier guy than Trump? But when Obama was in the White House, he's just like, he's a family man. There's pictures of him and Michelle from like 30 years ago being all adorable or whatever. Yeah. And then they have regular daughters who are just like shy and they don't do anything. They just, I think one of them got caught. They saw she was smoking a doobie at a concert once. Oh.
No way.
And so they make a mountain out of, not even a molehill. There's just like someone like drew a boob in some sand. So they drew a circle and then put a nipple on it. And so they're making a mountain out of that. Out of like a crudely drawn sand boob.
Yeah,
making
you can do,
a mountain
you can do
out
anything out
of
boobs. Of
a crudely drawn glyph of a boob.
There's an exposed nipple. I'm offended.
Could someone put a drapery over that boob that someone drew in the sand?
Hey,
I am drawing a boob in the sand and then adorning it with robes.
You say robes or ropes?
Rogue ones. Rogue battleships.
Oh, you can get some of those down at the Home Depot.
Did we ever make fun of Star Wars and the fact that, there's a Super Bowl happened? That happened recently.
Yes, I was going to bring that up earlier, but I lost it. Now you got it. Yeah, that was crazy. I really was rooting for the Falcons just because they weren't the Patriots. And then the Falcons, obviously, the Patriots, they got their spring back in their step. And then the Falcons were like scoreless. That was very sad.
I'm with you on that account.
Yeah.
I remember when they sports did into the goal zone and they tipped it over the rim and it swooshed for a point gathering.
A point gathering. There was a guy at an NBA game the other day on TV. All his sign said was sports. This was awesome. Yeah. I was like, that's Jason. That's your uncle. He's right there.
Yeah, there he is. And I couldn't be in a more like, well, I don't know. I guess mom's kind of go with the flow in that regard. But yeah, dad's all about sports. And it's just like, I can't even, like, I've tried to watch
the
games.
The back of your hand on your forehead. I can't even.
Yeah, no, I've tried to, like,
here.
Check
not
out
here.
Games to know what's going on in the sports Galactica.
Sports Galactica.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that. I can't make myself pay attention to that. So, what are you going to do?
I know. I'm the male in that respect. I love all the sports and all the athletics, and that's what Dad and I talk about. Oh, that's why he calls me on Sundays, because he can't talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty much.
We do talk about it, though. I actually care, and I pay attention. Well, I am raising my husband and three boys. Kinsley could care less. I mean, she likes it, and she keeps up with it. But she's like, the other day, she's like, I don't really understand football yet. And that's okay. You don't have to. You'll pick it up.
Oh, it's going away. She doesn't know. It's on its way out.
No, she'll get it. She's always around.
Well, I don't know. They are regulating the crap out of it. And if they really want to meaningfully, like, reform it so that people are either not receiving massive injuries that permanently
affect
them.
Yeah, they have to carry a martini and the football down the field. Not
and a conversation
anything.
In their helmet.
That's
and
right.
If they expect people to do that,
etiquette.
They either need to compensate them they already get compensated, but, you know, give them compensate them in treatment and support, or just stop bashing their brains in with their brains out.
Hey. My brains keep hitting the inside of my skull.
Hey, football band. Hey, I drink beer. Hey, they scored a goal. Hey,
attack. What was the other one? Let's get a little bit rowdy. R-O-W-D-Y. Oh, they are so good at spelling. Yay!
Yeah, they might as well be. Remember when it was here, our senior pride, written in tape? Maybe, I don't know if you were still there, if you were the senior in your class at that time. Maybe you might have been before the Powderpuff game. When I was...
You were in the Powderpuff game?
When I was in the highest school, in the highest of schools, they had taped here, our senior pride on the stairs, but it was H-E-R-E, so I was like, yep, that about does it.
That about sums it up.
You
Jason's
got it.
Like,
nope, that's spelled right. That's spelled correctly.
No,
you got
fine.
It.
Jason's
you,
like,
you nailed it.
1, 2, 3, I'm out of here.
Peace out, biatchas.
Oh, my God, you guys are so uneducated. Yeah,
I'll talk to you in never. I'll talk to you on this thing called Facebook in 15 years.
You'll argue with them in 15 years on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll unfriend you on this thing called Facebook in 15 years.
I don't like what you're saying, and you seem still uneducated even after all this time has passed. Okay, bye.
I was saying unfriend and then never talking to people before the internet was a thing.
Mm-hmm. You were unfriending people in person.
Yep. I had the first wall installed in my house.
Yeah, you were like, hey, guess what? I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Look at this thing with these... You know, look at this thing with all these moving words on it. And it's just like a magnetic white wall with a bunch of, like, magnet letters on it. And it's just me reconfiguring them constantly. It's like, yeah, it's a prototype. It's a wall. You'll know what it is, like, soon.
You'll get it.
I'm talking to my friend Marky.
And then after you tell them you're not their friend anymore, they're like, dude, I don't even know your name. And you're just like, okay.
Whatever.
Because Jason doesn't actually have friends. Hey, I'm proud of John Clarkson for hanging on. You know what? He's a good guy. He's got some
good
dang
guy.
Cute babies. My goodness.
Yeah, look at that.
Adorable wife. precious children. My goodness. He has done well for himself.
For himself. Yeah, they got a nice house out there.
That's with, so cute.
What the... It's getting to be adding on season. Going to be adding on to the old hoose there.
Yep, every time. Oh, it's time for plants and adding on.
Yeah, it's like...
Time to it's like bring in house, another wife.
Their house is like a... It's like a plant that grows every spring and summer a little bit bigger.
Oh, it's blooming. Oh.
Yeah, their house blooms and just gets a couple of extra rings per year.
Eventually, you can see it from outer space. Stop messing with my sound tiles, cat. The cats were in here arguing. You'll hear it back on the voice on my feed. Oh, yeah, there could be
one potential thing is maybe you have your sensitivity up too high. I don't know. That could be something that if there's any more, I'll have to
I don't know how to change that.
Huh?
I don't know how to change that. I don't have knobs. I don't have knobs. I don't have things to turn.
It didn't come with no knobs. It would be some kind of setting somewhere in a thing that's on a place.
I see a lot of things, but don't understand a word. You're lucky you get this sound. I really don't know. I hit two buttons. No, three.
Yeah.
Open,
basically,
stop,
it's
a, record. Not in that order. Just,
but my recording device is a pile of old coffee cans, and I open them, and once they're filled with words, I close them, and then I go on to the next one.
That does sound fun. It's kind of like capturing the ocean. Like the sounds of the... Okay, whatever. Anyway, no, the cats were fighting right here by my microphone, so you will hear it. That has nothing to do with sensitivity. They're assholes. But now they're set... Najee! Oh my gosh, she's like printing something. Najee, stop stepping on her buttons. You're going to screw up my printer. Oh my gosh, this is the one thing that actually works in this office. Hold on.
Najee, not for printer. Long.
What are you doing?
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Oh. Okay, that's not true. My Mac actually works, but... Axel's over here, like, sniffing my armpit. I'm like, dude, what?
Bro!
Get out of my armpit. You're always like that. Oh, excuse me. Anyway, that was helpful. I'm glad
Interruption.
Interruption! Interruption! Yeah, so the Super Bowl was fun. The wrong people won, but I guess they earned it. The Deflatriots won.
Well, just as a matter of pop culture, I'm glad that they won so that everyone will shut the hell up about Tom Brady.
Yeah, Jason
Seriously.
Just wants it to be over.
If you're not into... It's so annoying to keep hearing crap.
It really
about
is. Like, people have nothing better to talk about. Like fixing
they just
the
keep
Earth
on like making up stupid memes and crap about Tom Brady. It's like I get it. He failed once and like cried. It's like okay, good. There are other jokes.
It's the cheating. My goodness. I just want fine. Everyone got over it because the NFL is run just like a corporation and CEOs and it's business. So no, they couldn't have actually done anything and put him in quote unquote football jail. You know, like you got a slap on the wrist, so it's fine. Let's everybody back to business. Look away.
It's a game.
Ugh.
It's a game.
It's a very
game.
Important game.
Yeah, obviously.
Very
but,
important.
I mean, that's the problem I have with it is especially now. It's like we really like I can already tell. Most of you people, your brains are
you
overwhelmed
people.
With the information that we're just trying to you people.
I know.
And so to try to stuff some sports stats. And some Funyuns in there at the same time. That's your heads are too. There's not enough space. You gotta pare it down.
You have to stuff it in your belly button.
Yeah, just put it up your butt or something.
No belly button. I knew you were gonna say butt. Dang it! It's always up the butt.
Well, I don't. There's the belly button is not actually a hole. So
it's,
you are more
you
insane
say,
than I
it's
am.
It's a belly butt.
That's just does. It's impractical. It's
oh, I
it's
understand.
Obscene. It could put it in your fupa folds.
Fupa folds across. Food
fupa
folds. Fupa folds. That is not as cute as it sounds.
it sounds cute?
It does. Fupa folds.
Wow.
Well, if you say it like that, fupa folds. I've had people, adults, that I've had to, they're like, what's a fupa? I'm like, no. Maybe it was just an Indiana thing.
They're living in a fupa. Yeah, some places, they don't even need a name for a fupa. It's like,
that's true. Like
in
California,
Germany,
they probably don't
Germany,
have it.
In Germany, they don't have a word for hate crime, you know? Not that they need one. The point is, they're missing a lot of words. Yeah. They don't have a word for war crime. No, subtlety. Huh. They don't have a word for that. The fupa. They wouldn't have that in the West Coast. They don't have fupas over there.
Well, for
maybe
those
it's like
listening
a,
on the West Coast, maybe we should enlighten them. A fupa is the fat upper pussy area. Or on a male, fat upper dick area, which is a fuda.
Unless you're in SoCal, it's when the fufa flap. Is actually like a, when a tortilla, you take it and you kind of roll it a little bit, then you flop it over the meat portion and the salad, and then the rest kind of just slops out, and then you eat that. That's a fupa.
They can't call it the same SoCal. Thing, because people from the Midwest will be like,
ugh! Well, no, it's pronounced differently. It's a hoopa.
Oh. See, it can be. It can sound cute.
I would like tres tacos and a hoopa.
Ooh.
Por favor.
Por favor. Ridiculous. We're not inventing. We're not reinventing something that's already gross.
Gracias.
Is he nice? I heard he's nice.
Yes.
Well, the funny thing is, the last play of the Super Bowl, they didn't even. They said they reviewed it, but I don't know that they actually reviewed it. They should have reviewed it, or at least, like Amendola, he wouldn't. Not Amendola. Edelman. He was like, wait, guys, hold on. And he kept asking everybody. Everyone's celebrating. He's like, hold on, they're going to review it. And then he finally gets to Belichick, and he's like, they got to review it. He's like, they did. We won. He's like, we won? I was just like, they should probably still review it. They didn't tell any of us that they reviewed it. Like, yeah, it's good. We're done. Game's over. Everybody go home. And then did you hear that Tom Brady's jersey was stolen? They said it might be one of the most valuable in sports history is that Super Bowl jersey. And it literally, he put it in his bag and he left. And it's not in his bag anymore. And they're going to put the Texas Rangers. They're going to find it. I'm not sure if those are actual people who uphold the law or if that's just a baseball team. I can't remember. I'll figure it out.
I think they're probably law enforcement officials, you know, like they sound in official. The Longest Yard when it was in hilarious fashion. Adam Sandler had to face off against guards or something along that. Who gives a shit about Adam Sandler? I don't have a point.
I don't have a point. Well, we have a little song here that we made up years ago when the kids were little, and then it's turned into something really funny. We say, Ranger Joe, he's the best guy I know. And then we started making it really hilarious. We're like, Ranger Rick, he's got a giant head and stuff like that.
Oh my.
We just keep changing the way. And then we're like, Ranger Bemis has at least one forearm. You know, things that sound like I'm going to say something else, but I'm not. Oh. Those are the very, like you said, subtle hints of humor there. I don't want to be Ranger Mitch. She's a giant cunt.
Oh, didn't see that one coming. That's good stuff,
man. Anyway, you can make it fit whatever you want, because Rangers can be females too.
Sour note.
Oh man.
Oh.
Oh.
Ah.
Wow.
Jeez.
What, are we done here?
Yeah, well, it's getting late. My stomach is becoming its own distinct
it's eating
entity.
It's eating
and demanding attention. I think it's because I had breakfast for once. It's like, all right, yep. Well, that's what we're going to do.
Oh,
we're setting
shit.
This dangerous precedent.
Okay, we're going to ask for more now.
What's up, bitch? Okay. All right, so, I need to eat something.
I
got to
eat
living
something
or dead.
Eventually, too.
Yeah, hopefully it has eyes.
Yeah, me too. I'm totally busy.
Hand.
Right, I know, me too. It's fine. It's fine. I have to go too. I suddenly have three things to do plus eating.
Yep, super busy. I have three things to do, and I'm gonna pare that down to two, and then all of a sudden, my list is gonna be like eight things.
Oh, I'm gonna pare it down. Never was good at math.
Yeah, no. One. Yes.